Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Undersecretary of State for Democracy and Global Affairs Paula Dobrianski announced funding September 18th for 8 newly selected clean development and climate projects in China. The projects are part of the United States government's support for the Asia-Pacific Partnership on Clean Development and Climate. Worth more than $6,700,000, the projects will implement clean energy work in China under the goals of the initiative. Grant recipients include World Resources Institute Tsinghua University, ICF International, Hatch Associated Consultants Incorporated, the Institute for Governance and Sustainable Development, Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, Pacific Northwest Laboratory, the National Fenestration Rating Council, the Research Institute of Standards and Norms, and Wade Foundation. Each organization will contribute matching funds and resources for a total cost share of over $8 million. Projects were chosen through a rigorous competition among more than 90 proposals from a wide array of organizations, including universities, non-governmental organizations, private enterprises, international organizations, and local governments. They represent partnerships between U.S., Chinese, and other Asia-Pacific Partnership country organizations. The Asia-Pacific Partnership brings together the governments and private sectors of Australia, Canada, China, India, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United States to advance clean development and climate objectives. The initiative is an innovative effort to facilitate investment in clean technologies, goods, and services, accelerate the sharing of energy-efficient best practices, and identify policy barriers to the diffusion of clean technologies. Since its inaugural meeting in January 2006, the Asia-Pacific Partnership has endorsed over 115 projects across 8 task forces. Working with the Asia-Pacific Partnership and other partners across the globe, the U.S. remains committed to supporting clean and sustainable energy for all peoples.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.